All right. Thanks for joining us on ABQ Connect. I'm Steve Ryman. And what a great show so far. We started the show off visiting with John Kinzer with Noah Webster College. They're having a free dessert night tomorrow night at Hoffmantown Church, 7 o'clock tomorrow night. And it's free to the community. If you want to know more about education after high school or, you know, preparing your students for college, you want to go out and talk to John. He's the president of the board at Noah Webster College. But tomorrow night, the free event is at Hoffmantown Church. That's Harper and Ventura in the Northeast Heights. And the phone number, again, if you missed it earlier in the show to catch up with John, is 505-236-8572. You don't need to call to go to the dessert tomorrow night, but if you miss the dessert, you'll want to call him there at 505-236-8572. And just visited with Jane Bickelman from Personalities Plus ABQ. Let me give that contact again, too, in case you missed it. Her email is jbick, that's J-B-I-C-K, at comcast.net. And her phone number is 505-263-8366. And it's posted on her Facebook page as well. A lot of information, including the phone number. If you search for Personalities Plus, that's P-U-R, Personalities Plus, ABQ for that Facebook page. And our next guest in studio, Mike Gomez, is here. Mike is with the local U-Turn for Christ, U-Turn for Christ, New Mexico. .org. You spell it out. That's U by the letter U, Turn for Christ, New Mexico. .org. And Mike, welcome in.
Hey, thanks for having me.
And once again, one of these guys we've had in studio before, who thank you for reaching out, Mike. Glad we could get you in to talk about U-Turn. In a minute, we're going to let people know about a matanza that they don't want to miss to be supportive of what ministry is going on through U-Turn for Christ. For those unfamiliar, Mike, if you'd kind of fill them in about the history maybe of the local U-Turn for Christ and what's been going on, and then we'll head towards this great event that's coming up in October.
Yeah, so we've been here locally now celebrating 10 years operating and serving the community. We are a faith-based, Christian-centered recovery restoration ministry, so that people can come into our program, men and women, separate facilities.
Which, and, by the way, this is a ministry you do with your wife Evangeline, who our listeners can be praying for. She's a little under the weather today, so she didn't make it in, but we're glad you're here. And both of you have been doing this ministry 10 years together.
Yeah, 10 years here locally, and a total of almost 18 years now. It's coming up to 18 years for me serving at U-Turn for Christ. And it's just a great journey that God has blessed me to be on and to serve in. So we're celebrating the 10 years here in New Mexico, and we're having this event. But many of the people that we invite to the event are local people who are interested, who perhaps would want to have their loved one enroll in the program, or maybe there's some way they want to be connected with us. And we just invite them out to come out and hang out for the day. And this year it's going to be at the Women's Ranch facility, so they can come and tour that and check it out and see what's going on there.
Okay, and now it will be, it's not yet, but is it going to be posted on the U-Turn for Christ website?
It's going to be on the website. Okay. It's on our social media, on Instagram and Facebook, so you can find it out there, and I think later on today it will be up on the website as well.
Well, and the website, again, is the letter U, U-Turn for Christ, New Mexico.org. And you mentioned at the, what'd you call it, the Ladies Ranch?
Yep, yep.
Now, where is that?
So it's down in the South Valley. It's on 3002 Blake Road. It's a beautiful property that we had been donated and gifted. And it's been used for the purpose of housing and deploying the women's program there. So we have women who come there from all over the country and all over locally, and they will spend time and doing the recovery program with us and doing all the work that God has for them there to grow in Christ and stuff. So it's neat. It's a horse property, and we're just barely starting to develop it. So I think, you know, people see the vision of it, but it's more than that. We'll have some of the U-Turn for Christ ministries from the surrounding states as well will be joining us.
So are there horses there now?
There's horses there now. Yeah, there's animals, goats, and
That sounds like fun.
It is.
But it also sounds like a lot of work.
It is. It's work, you know. And you know, one thing you can really tell is when people connect with animals and they connect, you know, their personalities are just kind of let down the
it's therapeutic.
It is, you know. And they work with the horses, and the lady who helped us with the property, she also helps with the horses, and she's a horse trainer herself. So she loves to have that as part of the program. And man, it's really, really neat. And it is a lot of work, and it's a lot of responsibility, and that's part of the program.
So Mike, for those listening that are hearing about U-Turn for Christ, and they're hearing about this Matanza coming up on October 14th. Now, you had mentioned, you know, the Matanza is a great place. It's open to the public to come out and find out more about U-Turn for Christ and the program for the men and for the women, for maybe a loved one you're considering enrolling in either program. For those listening, though, who would you say if someone is aware of this person, that would, you have a friend or family member that's in that situation, that's someone that may benefit from U-Turn for Christ, and you should come out and find out more.
Yeah, it's an open day, an open house, however you want to look at it. It's an invitation to just come out and see what God will do. Yeah. You know?
Now, would you encourage someone who's considering this for a loved one or a friend to go themselves or to bring them with?
Bring them, yeah. It's going to be a fun day. We have activities. We'll have speakers. There'll be music. There'll be, different activities.
Are you singing, Mike?
Yeah, see, I can do a little worship. I can do a little
play the spoons
guitar.
Guitar.
Yeah, I could.
You got real skill.
I can play guitar. I can play the violin. I can play whatever you want.
Nice. Little did we know.
Yeah.
Just got to get him in the studio and dig in a little bit, find out about all the talents Mike's got.
Line me up, man.
Including discipleship, though, Mike. You have spent 10 years now, and you said 18 with U-Turn for Christ, but 10 years now with U-Turn for Christ New Mexico, discipling and really helping to see life change in those that enroll in the program. That has to be encouraging.
Yeah, it is. It's really neat to see how faithful God is when you show up, and you know, this is His ministry, so He makes everything work together, and all the glory goes to Him. Everything that happens there is because of Him, and we're just like those unprofitable servants that we're just doing our job, what God called us to do.
So, hey, Mike, I need to tell you, I found a new place to go. You know, for years, to be honest, when I've had, you know, things that are in good enough shape to donate for use by someone else, I've gone the path of least resistance and gone to other places to make those donations. But U-Turn for Christ has a very convenient, and actually it's pretty convenient for me to go by and drop stuff off. But I've routinely been doing that. Tell people about the thrift store that aren't familiar with it.
Yeah, the thrift store is a really awesome place for us to engage in the community, and people drop off donations, or people come and shop at the store. And it all goes, it's 100% volunteer driven, and people will drop off donations and we'll sort through them, and the men and women in the program will sort it out and make it sellable, and Yeah, there's a sales program that we teach, and just you go through the whole the process of entrepreneurship.
There you go. Well, I've got a whole load in the back seat of my car. Just seeing you is a great reminder. I need to swing by there hopefully later today. If you just tuned in, we've been visiting with Mike Gomez from U-Turn for Christ, New Mexico. Their Matanza is October 14th at the ranch set up for the ladies that are part of the program at U-Turn for Christ, New Mexico. But whether you or someone you know is in need and is at risk, whether man, woman, come find out more about U-Turn for Christ, October 14th. 3002 Blake Road in the South Valley, and the details will be posted at uturnforchristnewmexico.org, and it is on their social media already. So Mike, thanks for your time.
Thank you, Steve.
All right, stick around. We'll get to Jay Sekulow coming up at the top of the hour, and thanks for listening to ABQ Connect.